Let's talk. Today we're going to be talking about steadfastness. And if you were to use the dictionary and look that up, it means immovable or firm in your belief or loyal. So we're going to be in James today. And before we get there, I have a question for you. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like your faith is being tested? So think about that for a little bit, and we're going to get into James and learn how we can either avoid that or react differently when our faith is being tested. In James 1, 2 and through 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And if you skip down a little bit in James to verse 12, it said, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." So today we're talking about remaining steadfast in the Lord. We shouldn't let sin pull us in, that we should remain steadfast. We should stand up for what we believe. We should stand up for our salvation. If you have a relationship with Jesus, then you have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you to help you remain steadfast. And that's hard, especially in these days, because we're being pulled in all directions. And you might ask, but how do I remain steadfast when the world is pulling me in every direction? How do I listen to the Holy Spirit for direction? Well, number one, you must have a relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can't remain steadfast because there's no bond there. You're not bonded to Him. So you must trust Him to lead you. And second, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but God sent His Son to cover all those sins by dying on an old rugged cross that we might be saved and know Him as our Redeemer. He paid the price for our sins, past, present, and future. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to ask you some questions about your salvation. Do you have the kind of relationship with Jesus where you can communicate with Him? Do you have ways of communicating with Him? If you said yes, how can you work on making that relationship stronger? Search out ways that you can make that relationship stronger. It takes work and time in God's Word to do that. It takes communication with Him. How in the world can you have a relationship with someone if you don't get to know them? Well, I can say that I have a relationship with my husband, but if I don't know anything about him, there's no way I can have a relationship with him. So we need to talk to God regularly. We need to learn about Him. And the way we do that is by getting in His Word and digging in deeper and seeking what He has for us, not just on Sunday morning sitting in the pew listening to the pastor, but daily. We have to fight off Satan's lies daily. So we need to be in God's Word daily. And as we build that relationship with Him through His Word, then it's easier to talk to Him, and it's easier to listen for the Holy Spirit to actually speak to us. And I'm not talking about speaking in an audible voice, but I'm talking about when you read the Scripture, you will know, oh, that's what God means. That's what He wants me to do in my life. That's how He wants me to act, or that's how He wants me to take care of this situation. Be steadfast and lean on Him to help you to not be pulled into the lies of Satan, because I'm telling you, Satan has his angels all around us, and he is doing everything he can to pull us away from Christ. But the easiest way to stop him is to do everything that you do in the name of Jesus, because Satan cannot stand to be around that when you say you're doing things in the name of Jesus. He will flee. Start now. Don't wait. Ask forgiveness. If you're not a Christian, or if you have doubts about your Christianity, start now and ask God for forgiveness and ask for steadfastness. Ask Him to help you with that. You will never regret it. I'm going to go back and read verse 5 right quick. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But remember, in verse 6 it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. So as you ask God to forgive you, believe it. If you don't believe that he's going to forgive you, then don't ask him. Just be for sure that that's what you want to do. And if you said no to my question earlier, that you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you want that kind of relationship and you with Jesus, and you really desire in your heart to do that, please stop right now and ask God to forgive you of your sins and make you one with Him. Then start building that relationship with Him by talking to Him regularly and read and study His Word. There's no better way to get to know Jesus than by opening, reading, and studying your Bible. If you need help with this, and I would love to help, and all you have to do is just call the church office, ask for Deb, and I will help you. Have a blessed day.